Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The approach I discussed in this post only works if you know the key competitors in your space. Yeah, I know, it's hard to keep up with them all, but you don't have to. Only the ones your prospective clients would confuse you with. Here's how to learn more about these folks so you can contrast and compare in sales conversations. First up, this is a no-brainer. Go to their websites. Yep, you'll find all sorts of general information. But don't stop there. Look at their testimonials. See any commonalities? If so, point that out. I'll use myself as an example. When I see someone working with a lot of beginners, I'll say something like, yep, they're great for beginners who blah, blah, blah. Here's the differences, though, between those beginners and folks in your position. I stand apart without disrespecting the other person. Also, check out their social media posts. Yeah, everybody does that too. But not everybody drills down though. Look at the content for differences. You can depict their opinion as conventional wisdom, but then here's where you have a different perspective. For example, I know a lot of people say blah, 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 but here's what's not discussed. See how you can stand out here? And don't forget to check out the tone. I got a client one time because the competitor came off as too obnoxious. Woohoo! I believe that we can all work with folks we're supposed to. If the client chooses someone else, great. It's for the greater good. Our job is to make sure they make an informed decision. So don't only look at the content, look at the tone in social media and websites. Now, hope this helps. Now, go out there and be brilliant.